Here we are at Rosie on the House. We have our website, rosieonthehouse.com, which is an extremely valuable tool for those of you that own a home or want to own a home. We have our weekly newsletter, goes out every Thursday. And our weekly to-do for this week is the hashtag remote home monitoring. So I wanted to bring in the Rosie certified home security expert, Mr. Jared Wright from Tekna Security Systems. Jared, thanks for coming in, my friend.
Nice to be here.
All right. You hear a lot about do-it-yourself security systems. I'm a little concerned maybe people are buying something that gives them a false sense of security.
Me too.
What can we do to help educate people?
Well, the one thing that I like to focus on is there's, the big push right now is let's support local businesses, and every single one of these DIY systems, you're getting some pretty inexpensive electronics made in China from a company out of Massachusetts or wherever they're out of. And so the biggest drawback is not even those. It's that all of these DIY systems are designed to be used with your home's internet and Wi-Fi. That's taking the security industry back 20 years, because back in the old days, your security system would go through the phone
That's
line.
That's right. That's right.
So now these new easy-to-install DIY systems, and they're very easy to install. They all use the internet and the Wi-Fi. Well, your internet and Wi-Fi can go down. If your power goes out, your router's plugged into an outlet, so the power goes out, your internet goes out. So I don't know about your house, but mine is not a consistent all the time strong Wi-Fi signal. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. So with what a professionally installed gold standard monitoring system will do is it's going to be cellular monitored. It's not using your cell phone. It's not using your cell phone minutes. It means the security system has its own dedicated connection to the cell phone towers in the area. We don't care about power loss. We don't care if your phone line's cut. We don't even care if you have internet. Lots of homes we do in Payson or cabins, you know, they don't even have internet up there. So it doesn't matter. We're just using strictly cellular, and it's a much more reliable signal than the DIY internet systems.
What kind of assessment do you do when you're looking at providing a reasonable level of security? What's the basic package look like?
So, there is no basic package.
Okay, that's fair.
Every home is independently consulted. We'll come out, we'll look at it. Some people have kids' bedroom windows on the ground floor. They're worried about those. Some might have, 7 entry doors into the home. Some might be a townhome with only one or two entry doors into the home. So every home is independent. We're just going to get every single door and window in the house covered. We'll also do a monitored fire and smoke detection system, and that's standard. From there, you can then build in home automation, whatever you want to do. You can always, always look at your house, view it, control it from a phone app from anywhere in the world. So it's
that was really the focus of our hashtag today, is kind of remote monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
That's come a long way in the last 10 years.
Yeah, we have a lot of Arizona. We have a lot of people from, snowbirds, Alaska, Canada, Washington, wherever they're from. And it's nice that when they get out of here in the summer, they can still hop on their phone app and control their security system, see if the cleaning person, if the pest control company's coming in and out, if people have been entering their home at weird times, if the smoke alarms go off and they don't live here in the summer. It's nice to know that that smoke alarm is calling the fire department automatically for them. So yeah, that remote accessibility is extremely beneficial for our snowbird residents in Arizona.
And you're doing all of that by phone apps.
Yep, correct. So when the alarm goes off, it's going to call a central monitoring station, and ours is in Scottsdale. So we're a true local company. But the homeowner, they can arm, disarm, look at event history, check in on the status of their system. They can do all that through a phone app, a website, anything remote that they can get onto with an internet, they can check on their house.
And I think a lot of people do a Ring or Nest doorbell, and they think they've installed a security system.
Yeah, yeah. And they are great for catching, neighbor Bob stealing your UPS package. Yeah, that is a great product. But if somebody wants to get into your house and he just picks a side window or the back door, that Ring doorbell did nothing for you.
Doesn't get you it doesn't protect you.
Yeah, no.
If you're lucky, it will catch someone that maybe you do or don't recognize, but at least you could turn the footage over to the local police department.
Exactly.
Maybe it's a recurring face in the neighborhood.
For catching a package that went missing, it's great. For catching a guy that came into the house, it's not going to do anything.
So when I'm getting a cellular platform security system installed, you're going to hit every door and window.
Correct.
Do y'all rely much on motion or glass breakage detectors at all?
That's why the consultation is so important. Not every window in the home opens. So maybe we want to do some glass break on, I'd say a pretty standard layout for an Arizona home is that back portion of the house is going to be your kitchen, family room area. And there's usually a whole bunch of windows back there. If you've got no pets and you're going to be traveling seasonally, motion detector is great. If you're going to be home and you want those windows covered while you're home, maybe a glass break sensor. If there's a few windows off to the side, that's your office. Maybe individually we'll put an actual sensor on those windows. So it really comes down to their lifestyle, the layout of the home, how they think they'll be using it, and we'll customize it for every home.
All right. It's Tekna Security. Jared, I apologize. I don't remember how long you've been Rosie certified, but I think you've been with us 7 or 8 years, haven't you?
Yeah, I believe it was 2013, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've got incredible reviews from those Rosie on the House listeners that have used you. I understand you've got a Rosie on the House offer you'd like to give the Rosie on the House listeners.
We do. So we'll usually rotate one of these offers at any given time, either on our website or the home shows we do and whatnot. And so for the Rosie listeners through July 4th, we're going to throw all of them at any Rosie listeners that call in. Let us know that that's where they found us. So that is going to be including a fire and smoke detection system in the home that's monitored, no additional cost. That's going to include a camera of choice. So we actually do offer an integrated doorbell camera with our security system. It's not Ring, it's integrated through the security system. But they could do that. Maybe a garage driveway camera, maybe a full-blown camera inside the house. You pick, we'll provide that camera, no additional cost. And then if you have an existing security system from one of our national competitors out there, and you want to support your local business, give Tekna a call. We're going to waive your first 6 months of monitoring. So average monitoring cost is about $40. So hope I don't embarrass myself with math here, but that's about $240 in savings and monitoring you're never going to pay for ever.
And how would they get a hold of Tekna?
Yeah. Give us a call, 877-835-6287. That's 877-TECHNA, T-E-K-N-A, USA, or go to www.technasystems.com.
You can also, I posted it on Facebook because that's a lot of details.
Yeah.
And if you get our newsletter, it's also in the newsletter.
Well, if you're considering installing a security system, if you're maybe not happy with the system you currently have or the monitoring system you currently have, Tekna's taking what is generally a rolling three offers, combining them all into one for this next week only.
Correct.
So give Tekna a call at
877-835-6287.
And what's your service area? I haven't found a place you don't go yet.
We do the entire state of Arizona.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we're statewide.
Okay, so give the number one more time. Tekna, T-E-K-N-A.
877-835-6287. That's T-E-K-N-A, USA, if you're spelling it out on your phone.
And a little bit about yourself and your background in the security world.
Yeah, I've been in this since 2002. I worked for one of these national companies. And when I kind of saw the offer that they were giving to homeowners and realized that the customer service was sorely lacking, you know, I'd go into a home and they'd say, well, why is your Better Business Bureau rating so bad? I didn't have a good answer for him. So, and not only that, the rates that they were charging were constantly going up. So about 13, 14 years ago, we decided we think we can do this better and provide Arizona residents a better option. And that's when it started for us, for me.
All right. Again, it's Tekna.
Systems.com. T-E-K-N-A. Systems, S-Y-S-T-E-M-S.com.
And the phone number?
877-835-6287.
All right. And the offer, again, you're combining all three of them.
It's monitored fire and smoke detection, camera of choice that will record, first 6 months of monitoring free of charge if you're switching over from another company, and if you don't have an existing system, we'll at least give you your first 3 months no cost.
Very good. That's all available to you, the Rosie on the House loyal listeners in the state of Arizona from Technisecurity, actually our only Rosie certified security company in the referral network at this time, and you've held that unique position for quite a few years.
You don't let them all in, Rosie.
No, we don't. We try to screen it and screen it hard. So, well, I appreciate you coming in and sharing.
Thank you. Because I
do think a lot of people are ordering systems online, getting them in do-it-yourself installation instructions and packages and peel back self sticky tape. And I don't think they're getting the protection that they think they're getting.
Yeah, wait till the internet goes out and hope there's no problems.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jared, thanks a million for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
What you working on over there?
Oh, you know, there was a Builders Magazine had a report. It's good for our economy, but it's one of those bittersweet things. Phoenix is still number fourth for new homes being built in the nation, behind the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Houston, number two, Atlanta, three, Phoenix, four, for new homes constructed as of date for 2020.
I got a lot of relatives in Houston. I tell you what, Gary, Houston doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. It just keeps going and going. Next thing you know, Houston and San Antonio will be one city.
It is the most like, air-conditioned city in the world.
And that's the thing about the flatland. You know, Houston and Phoenix, both of those, you know, there's not going to be a Phoenix-Tucson. You know, it's just going to be...
It's
flat land from one city to the next, and they ain't going to stop building.
It'll be Fison or something like that.
There's very little about Houston that would ever motivate me to get there. Corpus Christi? Yeah. But Houston? Man. And it's ranked number three right now?
Second behind Dallas-Fort Worth.
So wow.
Top two cities are both in Texas.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. And the neat thing they have there, if you said the most air-conditioned city, one thing that drives people nuts that come here from there is that you don't get to choose your power provider. There you've got, I think in some places, up to 8 different choices of who you want to pay for your power. Here, depending on where you live, depends on what power provider you pay.
Yeah, that Texas does have a very unique power distribution grid. And when you're moving here from Houston, that does upset you almost as much as the fact that your nose bleeds the first 6 months you're here.